I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. A sense of place, community, roots. Some of us spend a lifetime trying to figure out where we're from, who we are, where we belong. Oliver Wendell Holmes, the poet and physician whose son became a U.S. Supreme Court justice, once wrote, "Where we love is home, home that our feet may leave, but not our hearts." In this encore essay, we hear from Rhea Merchandani about her fruitful search for a sense of home as she forges her path in life.
It was fall 2011. The timing was perfect. Mark Cohn's Providence started playing through the car stereo just as my family took exit 21 towards downtown Providence and my dream school, Brown University. Cohn sang, "She prays for Providence. She needs a little more of your attention. She waits for Providence. Just a little intervention." 1 minute into the city, the Satin Doll nightclub, the Foxy Lady, and other unsavory places greeted us. I watched the color drain from my parents' faces. Had Father Dearest not deposited a hefty check for my tuition, he would have turned around and driven back to India. First impressions aren't always accurate, but they do stick. Yes, parts of Providence are sketchy, but this is hardly the concern of Brown students. Even though we live here for 4 years, the city isn't home. Brown is home. Providence is just there. But Providence could be home if we let it. It initially baffled me why anyone who is not affiliated with one of its universities would live here. The weather is moodier than a teenage girl, and the hills make locomotion an ordeal. But one summer, I fell in love. The city's juxtaposing architecture, diverse entertainment venues, and tantalizing restaurants left me smitten. I went to concerts in Waterplace Park, followed Benefit Street's Green Line to learn its rich history, devoured 50-cent cookies from the legendary Haven Brothers Diner, and then trekked back up the hill to Brown's campus so I could change my Facebook information to read, "Lives in Providence, Rhode Island." Now, rather than questioning why people live in Providence, I wonder why they don't stay on. Providence is home to top-tier colleges that teach both the liberal and culinary arts, not to mention design. Students flock here from around the globe to learn skills. But with each graduation, this talent mostly leaves. These brilliant minds, hands, and taste buds pick Wall Street over Waterfire, Google lunches over Jeff's sandwiches. Providence becomes nothing more than a summer fling. Brown students should give back to Providence, not necessarily by staying on, but at least appreciating, really appreciating. In the melodies of Mark Cohn, "She needs a little more of your attention." So give her just that. It's incredible to be able to call a place you didn't know existed for most of your life home. It lends a sense of rootedness in these nomadic college years, a kind of providence. I hope you find yours here.
Rhea Merchandani graduated from Brown University in 2015. She was raised in Mumbai, India, and reports having come of age in Providence. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.